Hey, let's say a couple of words about a patient by the name of Richard Lopez. Richardlopez. Mr. Lopez's date of birth is, hang on, 6462. He's a 65-year-old. No, he's a 63-year-old gentleman, married for 24 years. His wife had six kids from previous marriage. They have one kid together. He doesn't smoke or drink, of course, at this time, but he was a heavy smoker and drinker in the past. He used to be a floor man, FLORM. Patient is currently on hospice with history of Huntington's disease. His wife tells me that he's been bedbound since 2022. He had a brain bleed as well since in 2021, which contributed to his Huntington's disease, Parkinsonism, and his dementia period. New paragraph, he has issues with aspiration at this time. He was found to be very thin, contracted in bed, not able to speak, follows you with his eyes. He is drooling. His wife has towels under his chin to pick up the fluid and the saliva that comes out of his mouth. He has a hard time drinking. He has a hard time eating. He eats. His wife crushes his medication to give it to him, and even then, that's not successful. He's lost at least 30 to 35 pounds in the past year or so period. He has continuous cough. He has oxygen available, but he's not using it at this time. He's using his nebulizer 4 to 5 times a day. You can hear him wheezing when he walks in the room with audible coarse breath sounds through his secretions period. His medications include Aricept 10 milligram a day, Risperdal 22 milligram a day. Good morning. Clonopin 0.5 milligram PRN and Aricept and Aricept 10 milligram a day. Allergy none. Family history: mom died of diabetes. Dad may have had, most likely had Huntington's chorea, but nobody knew about that. Period. New paragraph. Chart review from previous hospice indicates weight loss, low blood pressure. His O2 set has been stable. With diminished MAC, MAC of 20.3 on the left side reported. Period. His wife's doing a great job turning him. He has no skin breakdown at this time. He appears to be in pain from time to time per his wife. Period. She feels like she's dealing with his illness well, and she has plenty of support at this time. Patient has garbled speech, but most of the time he doesn't speak. He says no to about every question. Period. His vital signs today on the exam are 90 over 60, 88 or 100, pulse and O2 sat of 94% on room air. He had just used the breathing treatments before I arrived at his residence. Period. Heart positive, S1 positive, tachycardic, distant heart sounds. Lungs, bronchi, rouse, coarse breath sounds throughout. Abdomen, scaphoid, lower extremity shows no edema. Muscle wasting severe, neurological non-focal. Here we have a 63-year-old gentleman with degenerative neurological disorder, i.e. Huntington's chorea. Patient is now totally and completely bedbound. Patient also had a subdural hematoma requiring Burhol in 1991. Patient does not speak much. He's ADL dependent. He's contracted in his lower upper extremities. He's bowel and bladder incontinent. His PPS is at 30%. His FAST score is 7D, as in David. His LMAC is down even from a month ago, as was mentioned. Continues to lose weight. He's sleeping 20 hours a day. continues to aspirate chronically, not with just eating. His wife has a cloth under his chin to be able to gather all the secretions. He uses his nebulizer, his O2 sat stable. He has audible wheezes and coarse breath sounds when you enter the room. Overall prognosis is quite poor. He's expected to expected to die within the next few days to weeks period. At one time he did have decubitus ulcers, which have stayed at stage one and have not progressed any because of his continuous turning of his and all the efforts by his wife, period. His wife feels like she has plenty of help. She worked in the school system for 35 years, and she's quite aware of his grave prognosis. Under surgery, put down, had knee surgery, burr hole surgery related to the brain bleed, as was mentioned. And then that's it. That's on Richard Lopez, date of birth 6-4-62. Date of visit 9-10-2025. Thank you.